welcome to Film Flashback Face-Off fan people. I'm Richie.
Yes, that's Film Flashback Face-Off.
That's it. Whatever.
You almost forgot it again. I just told you.
I'm Carl.
Jazzy J.
And I'm Ray.
Well, welcome, show today, Jim.
Welcome everyone to a brand new show. What are we doing today? We're doing
Heavyweights.
And
I was set up for the other one. Which one do you want to start off with?
Heavyweights.
We're recording two shows, ladies and gentlemen. So all right. Heavyweights. Okay. Heavyweights.
Carl, what's your cat? Hold on. We have important shit to discuss. Carl, what's your cat's name?
Well, official name is Ricotta, like the cheese.
Uh-huh.
But he's a German breed. So I
thought it was like Ricotta, like the hang glider. But of course, so the cheese.
Yeah, I don't know any other ricottas.
He's gray as hell and German, so I call him Schattenkatze. Shadow cats.
Okay, we're gonna go with ricotta. I'm not Chateau cats and anybody.
Schattenkatze.
See, anyway, we have a cat on the show as well.
Yes, mine, Carl.
Yes. So cheese. I'm sure Ricotta the cat was also riveted to this fine film.
Hey, Heavyweights. You gave yourself a thumbs up. How'd you do that?
What?
You did that and the thumbs up thing came up.
It is? It does?
Apparently.
It did.
I didn't tell it to do that.
See, I have to tell mine to do shit.
Not happening anywhere else. Oh, it happened on Raymond's. He's pressing the button.
I press a button.
Oh.
He's pressing the button.
Yeah, see
that. Okay, back to Heavyweights, which I believe is a 1995 film.
It is.
It's called the comedy film here in Wikipedia.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's, I guess, how it was described by some people. And am I giving something away?
Yes, you are.
This starred, and stop me if you think these people need no introduction. Tom McGowan, Aaron Schwartz, Sean Weiss.
Yeah, Goldberg.
Tom Hodges, Leah Lale, Paul Feig. Yeah, I've seen him a million times, of course. And a very extremely young Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, baby Kenan is great.
And you say even back then, that kid, he's got the chops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's always had them. Mm-hmm. It's all that.
Mm-hmm. So the basic plot is fat kids go to a fat camp that's very fun, and then it gets taken over by a Tony Robbins type guru, played by Ben Stiller. And he's trying to sell it as a weight loss plan to make money. So, and then the hijinks ensue from there.
I thought he was more like Tom Cruise in Magnolia, a different subject. His intro is a lot like Tom Cruise's intro.
Yeah, that super fake smile and fake happiness.
Yeah.
Isn't that Tom Cruise in all his movies?
And that's what I'm saying. Soulless.
Yeah, but those are both based on Tony Robbins style self-help gurus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tony Robbins was around before Magnolia.
I think this movie was before Magnolia also. Yeah.
So there you go, Carl. I rest my case. It couldn't have been based on Tom Cruise.
No, maybe Paul Thomas Anderson is a big fan of Heavyweights.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe. It's possible.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too, but all right, we'll start off with Richie. Since this is a
reversal
show, this is a reverse show, the Mirror Universe show, where Ray and Jazzy J pick the movie that we have never seen, and then we give our opinions. Richie, go.
This movie made me want to watch Monster Movie again with
I have to agree with you there. I watched that monster movie. Wait, if someone put these two up, I would and said you have to watch one twice in a row.
Yeah, I would watch the stupid Howie Mandel movie.
Yeah, so would I.
Little Monsters.
Little Monsters 100 times over from this fucking awful, unfunny
Meatballs ripoff.
Very, very much Meatballs ripoff. That's why I had to send that. I had to shock you back in with a good camp movie.
Let's see. A lot of fat shaming in. They added a ton of that.
Yeah.
Including that, I guess, fat kids can't throw a ball over a fence.
Yeah. Well,
makes them incapable of any physical activity.
Gerald Garner is unathletic. They just pointed that out at the beginning of the movie.
Fair enough.
Foreshadowing.
That aside, I realized something when I was watching this. I don't like Ben Stiller. He's not funny. Like it hit me that I was like, he does this shit in all of his movies, and it's not funny. It's just it's just over the top goofiness that, you know, he had. The reason his other movies are so successful is he had other great people in him to help him because he was so annoying.
He's proto Dodgeball.
For sure.
Dodgeball.
But like, you know, like seriously, I was thinking about that. I was just like, I just don't like,
he had his parents in it.
Yep. Yeah. 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 I get it. But like, you know, and thank God, because they're funny. But, you know, even in other Ben Stiller movies, like Meet the Fockers and Meet the Parents, like he's okay if they keep him in a, you know, once he gets to do shit like this, he's just like, you're like, dude, what are you doing?
They also threw in, it was like Meatballs, and they threw in a little Bad News Bears.
Yes.
As well.
I mean, down to the, you know, Camp Mohawk, you know, triathlon fucking thing at the end. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, you know, Rudy the Rat, like the same thing. I'm just like, come on, you know, at least Rudy Gerner earned that.
Okay. So they souped up the thing and the go-kart could jump over that thing.
Yeah.
But the regular course had this ravine that they had to jump over. What camp would set up a course for a go-kart?
If I owned a camp, I'd do that. It'd be sketch. It would.
It's the action park of camps.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it is the action
park. Yeah. Each camper is going to hunt and kill their own bear. Could they handle that? We'll see. So yeah, it was awful. It was awful from go. I sat there and I was just like, I like Ray and Jay. Why would they do this to me? Like,
me and Ray have asked ourselves the same question for multiple movies,
multiple episodes.
Yeah,
why are we watching two or three good ones?
I mean, I get it, but like, this was like really bad. Like this was like you.
Well, you're going to get back with Red.
Like, I wanted to beat you up, like, you know, bully school style, like get you, you know, in the cafeteria and put you in a headlock for making meal. Like, seriously, I was going to take your dessert at lunch as the fat kid. Making you watch this. I'm like, dude, give me your dessert.
Okay, Carl.
Oh, I liked it. Much more than Little Monsters.
Of course you fucking did.
I mean, it's pretty standard cookie cutter fare, and I thought they did pretty well.
You didn't see it as just a blatant ripoff of Meatballs with fat kids?
I like it better than Meatballs. I don't think
all right, I gotta go.
Thank you, Carl.
You liked it better than Meatballs. You're high.
Meatballs is not that good.
Meatballs is incredibly good.
I agree.
Watch Meatballs again.
It was great to see little baby Keenan. He was awesome.
Okay.
If they had something for him to do that was funny.
Yeah.
I thought the head counselor was really, really good. He's a good actor.
Yeah. No word of a lie. earlier watching, sitting in the living room with my wife, Hallmark movie on, that dude is an innkeeper.
Did he show up?
The head counselor.
Are you talking about Lars?
No. The fat counselor.
Oh, okay.
The Bill Murray.
Ah, yes, Pat.
Character.
Connected with that dude.
This was such a ripoff that they should have gotten a Murray to do this. Like one of his little brothers should have done this.
I think it was perfectly cast, not Brian Doyle Murray, the younger one.
Yeah, one of his little brothers. The dude from
One Crazy Summer.
Yeah, that brother. Or the one from Scrooged.
That's Brian Doyle. Oh, no, there's two of them. Look, I used to be a camp counselor, and this is pretty... I know Ben Stiller was over the top. And the whole kidnapping thing and locking him up. That's for the kid stuff.
That's good stuff.
They actually kept him in an electric cage.
That I liked.
Pretty good. Pretty smart.
Yeah.
I would have just kept the head counselor in
and said, oh, maybe we can turn this to our advantage. You fucking just kidnapped the guy and they're torturing him.
I would have just kept him in that pit and filled it with dirt.
Or when he's swinging off the mountain, break it.
Push him.
I swear that branch is going to break.
Yeah. Did you catch a little joke where you hear like a flip where he just like, he's like lands right there?
Yeah,
that was a funny part. Sorry, I couldn't hear you when I was out there of the mountain.
Wait a minute. That was the funny part?
I don't know. One of the funny parts.
There was a subtle joke,
and I thought that still holds up. Thank you for pointing it out.
Hey, I mean, the credits were fucking funnier than the rest of the movie.
Oh, the song. Yeah.
It's much better than most every other
movie ever made. Yes.
No better.
It's
I don't understand
camp movies.
A lot of hate.
If you're comparing it to Meatballs, of course you're gonna, this movie is for the next generation after Meatballs.
I think Richie is right, even though it's the opposite of what Carl said. Compared to every other movie is great compared to this. Every single one.
Movies.
No way.
No, just every movie.
Every movie.
This movie is 100.
Meatballs 2 is terrible.
Like, this made me want to watch Punch Drunk Love.
Hell yeah.
That's a good movie.
And I walked out of that movie.
I don't know how someone can defend and say Top Secret was funny and say this movie wasn't.
I will say that Top Secret
is a fucking top 10 comedy compared to this. And I fucking hated Top Secret.
No way.
Or compare and contrast the Rotten Tomatoes.
I was 9 years old when this movie came out, so it was awesome. I still watch it at least once a year. I think it's hilarious. Judd Apatow is a young Judd Apatow, the screenwriter of this movie. It came out when all these type of movies came out. The Big Green, Sandlot, Little Rascals.
Whoa.
Like, come on.
Calm down.
Don't throw.
Jim didn't go yet.
No, but I'm just saying.
I'm
not comparing it to. I'm not comparing it to Sandlot. I just said.
Oh, I was like, Sandlot's in its own little category.
These type of movies all came out within about a 5-year span. So there was like a trend of these types of films.
Sandlot is like
Dogs.
Sandlot is like the kids' Bull Durham. It's that good.
Sandlot is a good movie.
Yeah. You know what happened? As soon as Judd Apatow's name popped up on the screen, I quickly paused the video to say, please don't be 2 hours. Please don't be 2 hours.
Yeah, he does go long.
Because Apatow's very hit and miss with me.
Yeah.
And this was definitely a terrible miss. It's like,
I had fun with it.
The ball came
nothing
down
great.
The plate.
It's not great.
He was over in the batter's box. That's how far away.
Just a bit outside.
It's all good. I mean, me and Ray were young when it came out. It resonated with us. I mean, I still love it because I've seen it so many times.
You guys were 9 when this came out.
Correct.
Okay. I'm not giving you any fucking TV shows or shit other than Batman, the original, to watch when I was 9. Because the shit I grew up with was fucking weird. Now you guys got to watch. You got to find it and watch H.R. Puffin stuff.
You know what?
And then
you know
I've seen H.R. Puffin.
You know what?
You've seen H.R. Puffin stuff.
Yes, sir. I know what that is.
You know what they're going to get? You know what they're going to get because of this?
What?
Kiss versus the Phantom.
Oh, Kiss versus.
I don't know why you guys are trying to punish us. You guys have been punishing us for months.
Yeah. Kiss meets the Phantom.
Kiss meets the Phantom.
Wow.
No.
Heavyweights might be better. I think we found the one movie.
All right.
We found the one movie.
Every other movie's better than Heavyweights except
Kiss meets the Phantom.
Oh, no.
Boy. There's so many people who love Heavyweights. Like, I'll die on a hill for this movie.
All right.
I'm sure a lot of people do love it.
All right, Jim, go ahead. Give your...
Oh, I thought this was terrible. There was not one moment where I even said, oh, that was clever. It was like there was no laugh. I sat there and I was just waiting for it to end.
That's how it was with Top Secret. Exact same.
And the
there's a couple jokes in Top Secret I like.
The crazy thing is, like, they souped up the little go-kart for the fat kid, but the kid who was driving the other one wasn't that skinny. He looked like he was fucking 18, for Christ's sake.
He did.
You know?
He looked quite old.
And if they souped that fucking thing up, man, he should have been left in the dust.
They almost didn't nail that stunt.
It was pretty cool, that stunt.
It was a pretty dope stunt.
Yeah, because that go-kart came down on top of the other go-kart. I don't think
they but it slid down the roll bar.
I think it was supposed to slide down it. Because the other one doesn't have that roll cage.
Right.
Like, designed on purpose for that stunt.
Good stunt.
Other than Keenan, who looks the same today as he did in
the movie. I know, he did not age.
He did.
He really doesn't age.
Yeah, that kid is...
It made me feel old because Keenan is...
He's got to be.
Now I realize
he's mid-40s. He's mid-40s now, right? He's got to be.
Yeah.
You know who did change? Jerry, the main character. He's like super jacked now. And then Lars is kind of heavy now.
Oh, yeah.
You look at them on...
Like, the guy who played Jerry, he was in all the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. He's one of the Ravagers, the side character.
Wait a minute.
Which one was Jerry?
The main character.
Jerry
Gardner. Yeah.
Not good for him.
And then Kenny the camera guy is Alan Covert.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great.
Yeah, he's always pretty
fun. And Adam Sandler movies.
The soundtrack kicks ass to this movie too.
Yeah, it's good soundtrack.
Mm.
Loved it.
Mm. Yeah, so
if Keenan ever leaves Saturday Night Live, I might break my lifetime streak and not watch it anymore.
He's like,
it sucks now except for him.
All right, let's go with Ray and Jay. Does it hold up?
Yeah, I wish people could see Richie's face.
I don't care. 100% holds up.
Okay, because I know Ray has fucking notes.
Like, I don't have any movies on my phone, but if I did have a phone movie, this would
fucking make your phone. I would break your phone as a friend. I would break your phone.
No, this movie's fantastic. I still love it.
I swear to God, you should never get into a car accident, because if someone accidentally sees that on your phone, you're going to be the laughing stock in that ambulance.
They'll probably ask me. And
they'll be talking about you. You should see what that dude has on his phone.
Yeah, I'd rather shit my pants than have that on my phone. Like, if I get in a car accident, I'm like,
prove it.
I'm like, man, that dude shit his pants, or that dude has Heavyweights on his phone. Why? Like, I would have shit my pants too. I get it.
I'm sorry, but I feel like if you're 40 and under, 45 and under, I feel like you guys are in the minority here. A majority of people like this movie.
All right.
I fully believe that. I still quote this movie. Everybody I pretty much know, except for, you know,
throw some notable quotes.
I was gonna say, throw some notable quotes out that stood out.
You've broken my camera.
Buddy. I'm feeling skinny, Tony. Come on, man. There's so many.
Tony, you've broken my camera.
Lars, he's the best.
Come on, you devil log. See, he hoists that log over his head. So stupid.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. All right, Ray.
Yeah, I still enjoy this
love.
Movie.
I still enjoy this movie.
Yeah, I still love it, man. It's so good. I liked this when I was a kid. I think it's still fun. I think it's still clever. I know it's not like laugh out loud sometimes, but it's just one of those feel good camp movies. And ultimately, that's what I like. And I think Ben Stiller's character is so over the top. It works. I think it's just because he's so crazy. You know, I love that. A couple of things I thought were funny, too, is like how wrong it was of those parents just to spring it on Jerry at the beginning of the movie. Like he got off school for summer. He's like, surprise, you're going to fat camp. He's like, what? My whole summer's ruined. That would actually suck.
Hey, Jay.
But it's a good concept.
Jay, real quick, could you send over that I don't shit my pants cartoon so we can watch a good movie?
This fucking guy.
I know, right?
Jesus.
I want to watch
called,
that.
It's called Dr. Detroit Takes a Poop. Enjoy. I'm going to shit on a toilet. I love this film. My name's Richie. This is such a good movie. God.
Oh shit.
That's
funny. But I thought it was a good concept though of like a fat kid camp where you know no one picks on you, you go to have fun. I thought the whole, you know, the chipmunks and their hiding spots for all their hiding holes of food. Like one guy has salamis. I know it's like it's stupid over the top, but I was like, that's funny. Some parts were slightly racist, I thought too. Like he looks right at Kenan Thompson, he's like a famous rap artist. And he's like, wow, the only black kid here. And then,
that was on purpose.
I know it was. And then later he gives him a hug, you know, Tony. And then he like drops down and he pulls out that Pez dispenser. He's like, looks like my man's packing. And as he's like pulling the Pez out, they put sounds of bullets hitting the ground.
Yeah.
They make like it seem like he's unloading a gun.
Yeah.
The only black guy with like associating with guns. Jerry is also in the Mighty Ducks, which I thought was interesting.
The first.
Yeah, he was one of the kids in Mighty Ducks.
He was. He could play in that sport.
Yeah. Well, one of the jokes that they actually edited out, and you can see it when Goldberg from the Mighty Ducks is talking to Tony Perkins, and he's like, does the Seymour Butts joke, the real stupid joke. You could tell it's auto, it's edited. The audio is cut, and it doesn't sync up with the video. It's because the original joke was too obscene, and Disney didn't have like a whole lot of oversight during this filming when they made it. And the original joke, when he's like, you know, whose candy is this? And he walks up, he's like, I know whose candy it is. He's like, it's Peter Fitz. And Tony's like, Peter Fitz? Who's Peter Fitz? And Josh just goes, well, anyone's Peter Fitz if you push hard enough. They edited that out of the movie.
You're right, because that scene does not sync up at all. You can tell he says something else.
No, but
they should have kept it in. That's funny.
It is, but it was a Disney movie, and they didn't realize what they had said and filmed, and then like in post production they edited.
You know what? This movie. You know, just what I wish that Disney had more oversight into this movie, and you know, would try to make it good.
Yeah,
I still think it's good. I thought one part was kind of funny too. When Josh disappears and everybody's like wondering what happened to him, like I heard this happen, I heard that happen. Then they have this like prison cafeteria employee with like tattoos smoking in front of the children. He's like, well, yeah, he's dead. Tell him he's like 11-year-olds. Like your friend's dead.
I thought
that was great.
Also, a famous director, Peter Berg.
Yeah,
and then you know the whole. I thought the dance scene was fun, and I thought the whole when they're letting loose was fun, and they're tying up all the camp counselors, and then everybody joins together like Lars and Kenny the cameraman.
Where is the budget going?
Wasn't much.
No,
it can't.
What was the craft services budget?
Gotcha.
It doesn't say what the budget is.
All the budget went towards that go-kart stunt.
Well, hopefully it cost less than $17.6 million because that's what it made.
That's all it made?
Yeah.
That was Jay and Ray watching
it. I know.
Hell yeah. I'd still watch it.
I think it's still fun. It's not like crazy laugh out loud, but I think it's still a fun, like nostalgic movie.
Yeah, I was so into these types of movies, like Sandlot, and then there was Little Giants, Little Rascals.
Little Giants, great. Sandlot, great.
Mighty Ducks, The Big Green.
Mighty Ducks, great.
All of them are like they all came out like wham, bam, bam after another. So I was super into these type of movies.
Did you see that thing about the Mighty Ducks, like how like Gordon Bombay, you know, the whole point he like falls out with his coach because he misses one goal. But like at one point, his like mentor Hans is saying like, you scored 208 goals that season. But somebody did the math. You would have to score like 16 goals per game in one season to get 208 goals.
It's peewee hockey. That can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, then like his coach has a following out, like because he misses one time.
Well, you know, he broke his spirit.
Yeah, I just thought that was. I saw that so other podcast was talking about
53% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Beautiful.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Incorrect. 38%. I was reading the wrong page.
Beautiful.
That's right.
38%.
Yikes.
30 of it. Was
notable.
Jay.
Blurb, the first American movie to explore the link between processed cheese and the need for love.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
What?
What the hell
does that even mean?
Pretty, I don't this? Know.
Wow. Oh,
that's fucking funny. Holy shit, that's funny. fucking makes no sense.
It does not.
All right. Well,
the heavyweights. There you go.
Heavyweights in the book. We closed the book on heavyweights, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well,
hey, if you guys hated it, that makes me and Ray feel better because I guess we gave you a taste of your own medicine. I don't know how else to say it. Like,
welcome to the suck.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, but it's so much easier to watch versus something super slow from the 70s.
Yeah.
Oh, and that ties into the next one. Super sounds of the 70s.
It was bad. Yeah. I agree. It was terrible.
Reservoir Dogs?
It was put out like they had a, you know, whoever did the marketing was clever because they were like, listen, we're going to put out a ton of these movies and, you know, a handful of them are going to be really good. This one's going to be shit. So let's throw it out with the really good ones. And people think it's okay.
I mean, I feel like this movie has a pretty big cult following around a certain age group. That's just my opinion, though.
9-year-olds.
That's what I've, not just you two. I've heard other people.
Carl's a big fan. You got one out of the three of us.
I'm not a huge fan. I'll never watch it.
Do you know what I don't get? The cover art. For this movie, the one sheet, the poster. You got the kids holding up a giant sub sandwich, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not Ben Stiller in the sandwich.
No.
And
Ben Stiller was the antagonist. He was the enemy.
Right.
He was the villain.
Nowhere.
Why
and
isn't
nowhere,
he in that sandwich?
Oh, I never noticed that.
And nowhere in the movie did they eat a sandwich.
They held up that gigantic...
Yeah,
Subway
that one
sandwich.
Dude
like,
held up the giant sandwich, remember?
No.
during the party
scene. No. I wasn't watching. I gave up watching.
I did not.
At that point, I wasn't looking for fucking, you know, someone benching sandwiches. Yeah! Woo.
All right. Well, we have to agree to disagree on this, except for Carl, who
sounds good.
is playing both sides.
My boy, Carl.
He likes everything.
Thank you, Carl. I apologize for Little Monsters. I appreciate you
giving this one a shot.
Nice try. All right. That's heavyweights.
That's heavyweights. If you want to send us a message.
What did you think?
Ricotta hated it too. He's like, put me down.
Our email address is flashbackfaceoff@gmail.com.
Film fan. Flashback faceoff. Film fan.
Okay. It's not Phil fan. Film fan. Anything. It's flashbackfaceoff@gmail.com. Damshow.co is where you can find us on the web.
Damshow.co. Ricotta.
Right. Until next time, when what are we doing next time?
So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Yes.
That's the next show. So that's it. I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
Jazzy J.
And Ray.
So you free fam thing nation.